Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Man, it was just hitting us a couple of minutes ago. It's been a long week, hasn't it? It's been a week.
I feel like it's been a long month, and it's like only the 8th. So
it's been a long month this week. Are you kidding?
Truly.
It's been a long month this week. It's, man, a Friday with a... For a lot of people, a holiday on Monday.
Thank God. I know. I love
holidays. You know what I mean? Holy cow. Everybody good? You all right?
Yeah, dude. How you feeling?
Again, it's been a long month this week. I'm telling you. Everything's great. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. It's literally, I would love to, it's funny now that we've come out the other side from all this stuff, because I would love to go, hey, you know, we got all this stuff planned and this and that and it's like, no, we just like to get through this one if that's okay. I think that's how everybody feels. You're just like, yeah. Man, let's just get to the other side of this one. I will tell you. I mean, again, it's a mind blower every single day when we say it. 27 days until toy drive.
Man, I was driving to work today and I was so cold. I was like, oh my God, it's really cold. And then I was like, this is going to be 14, almost a half of a month of just cold weather, standing outside, watching you do your thing as the real life Santa Claus. Yes.
Oh no, you'll be sweating. Here's what your world will look like in that instance. Mm-hmm. Is like, it'll start out and it's like, oh my God, it's cold. Then you're going to be like, oh, I need to get rid of this jacket, because you're going to be doing a bunch of running around.
Uh-huh.
And then it'll be like, oh, it's cold again. Yeah, and then that's your like rinse and repeat for 12 days.
Uh-huh. I was thinking about it this morning.
No, your world is going to change forever just because. True story. Somebody asked me the other day after, they go, so after town's scary, do you think Michaela's ready for toy drive? And I looked at him and I went, no. And they were like, they were like, what do you mean? Like, as if I didn't have faith in you. And I'm like, you can't be ready. There's no ready. It just is. We just got to throw her. And by the way, it's the same way for me every year. I just have the advantage of going, oh, this is oddly familiar, because I've lived 9 months of my life on a scaffold. We've had a baby on that scaffold. Not literally, but in time, when you're talking about time and things like that. That 9 months of my life on a scaffold. And I want to say like 6 months of it in that exact spot at NV Energy. So at some point it's familiar, but you never, it's they're never the same twice.
Sure.
So yeah. Are you ready? As ready as you're going to be.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I feel like that everyone since I started was like, you got to get ready for a toy drive. It's going to be insane. The buildup has literally been for 8 months. I've had to check my resume 48 times to be like, can I handle this? And then I was like, yeah girl, you got this. So it's fine. Feel good. I'm just terrified of the cold, truly, as a Vegas girl. I'm like, God.
I should take your coat off right now.
And I'm sweating now. I'm sweating.
But that's just, that's the nerves. That's the nerves getting to you. It'll be fun.
No, I'm excited.
That's the goal. Just have fun and just we'll rock it. No matter. Hey, here's the other part. And we get wound up. And by we, I mean me. But everybody else too, you guys all get wound up in 42 trucks, 7,774 bikes, and, $800,000 in change in cash and gift cards. Look, no matter what we do, it's to the good. Every bit of it's to the good. Yes. Yes. Are there 100 charities that are counting on us? Yes.
Yeah.
So I would love to tell you no pressure, but there's pressure there. But the beautiful part about it, and this is what's crazy, and it's the part that makes me crazy, as Michaela laughs because I'm holding my head in my hands right now. Mm. The part that makes me a little nuts is that those numbers, that 42 trucks, that 7,775 bikes, which would be one more, 802,000, 390 would be one more dollar in cash and gift cards. 802, 390 is one more dollar in cash and gift cards. And literally, if everybody just did one, everybody listening now, yes. I joke that we only have to, that would add up to 14 bikes and, the $300. But but literally, if everybody right now just did one, it's easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Literally those numbers gone. Mm-hmm. For everybody in town. It's a city of 2 million people now.
Come on.
That's what I say to you. And it's exciting and frightening and weird all at once. So happy Friday, 27 days to toy drive. Let's go. Let's get through it. Get into a Veterans Day weekend. Mm-hmm. Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC with Sabrina Carpenter. Adrian, who is it? Who is it?
Jackie Orozco, Northtown.
Hey! No way! Okay, y'all, you all don't understand. She's come home, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. One of the all-time, if there was a Hall of Fame for Chet Buchanan Show listeners, going back to the Morning Zoo days, there Jackie Orozco would be in it. There would be a bronze statue of her. Where have you been, lady?
My work schedule changed. Oh, so, like, I'm every time you guys start Michaela's Hometown Showdown, I'm like walking in. So,
yeah, she's still listening now. What's up, Jackie?
No, that's very sweet. Jackie, could you change a flat tire?
I can.
Adrian, can you change a flat tire?
Yes.
Jackie, can you change your own oil?
I haven't tried, though.
You could, Jackie.
There's a joke there about checking somebody's oil, but that's another story entirely. Adrian, could you change your own oil?
No.
No? I was disgusted by the idea.
There was the summer where my uncle wanted to teach me in Florida in the summer heat, and I said, forget about it. My dad has AAA, and I walked back inside.
You're forget it.
Awful. I don't do well with humidity. Crawling underneath the car when it's humid.
Yeah, Jared.
Here's the one that I thought was, okay, let's go the easy ones. Could you replace your battery, Jackie or Orozco?
Oh, absolutely.
Did it recently? I did just recently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Adrian?
Never have. I'm sure I can.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point. Jackie, could you replace the air filter on your car?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Have you replaced the air filter on your car?
Yes, I have.
Go off, sister.
Could you, are they still, here's what's funny. Here's what's funny. Are they still right on top? I don't think they are. Are they still? Because, honestly, changing the air filter was just a little wing nut thing. And then you take it out and put it in. Simple. I don't know if that it's that simple anymore.
Yeah, with these new cars, everything's like a computer.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's all whatever doodads.
And it fixes itself.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Doodads and diodes. I don't know what it is.
Doodad.
21 gigawatts. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Could you change a spark plug?
No.
You couldn't?
No.
That's the honestly, that's the easy one. It's just the wrench and you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, you could.
You could.
If you can replace a battery, you can change your spark plug.
Yeah, we have faith.
Okay.
Here's the one that got me. Could you change your own brake fluid?
I've never had to, no. They usually do it when I do the oil change, to be honest, if I need it.
Well, and that's the deal. 45% when they ask people, 45% said that they could do it, but that they'd still pay somebody else to because they're not
good. That's what it is. It's just convenience. Can I? Yes. Will I? No. Just send me a gift. Can I have a little percentage off and I'll just go do it have the guys do it.
Yeah, right. Adrian's like, I got to AAA. He's showing me in the camera. That's really funny. That's really funny. Final question. Tyler, the creator or Daniel Tosh?
So my son had so much fun when I won the Future and Metro tickets. He's in the car and he wants to do Tyler.
Done.
Nice. Done.
It's done. You've got until March to figure out what matching outfits that you'll have.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. It's really great to hear your voice.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
You know, there are a lot of businesses that make their product not as good. That's always the story on Apple phones, that there's planned obsolescence. Eventually your phone is going to fail because otherwise Apple would go out of business because you'd never buy a new one.
1,000,000%.
But they want you to buy a new one.
Yes.
I can't help but wonder if this is what's happening here, even though this would be really, this is not good. A law firm in Oregon filing a lawsuit on behalf of a 71-year-old man who was riding his bike a couple of years ago when this is the part that I need to know a little more.
Okay.
When an ambulance crashed into him, okay, but after turning into his path. So is that a misprint? And possibly did the ambulance turn in front of William, is his name, sure, the 71-year-old guy. Did the ambulance turn in front of him and then he hit the ambulance? Or because they're saying they turned into his path.
Uh-huh. And then they hit him.
It's just, but they hit him. But how?
Okay. Maybe if the bike rider's going, the ambulance turns into his path and clips the back of him.
I don't know.
It sounds like the ambulance is wrong.
But here's where this gets interesting. The ambulance, because it's an ambulance, mm-hmm, and he's a 71-year-old guy on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Is like, hey, we're here to help. And so they scoop him up and take him to the hospital.
Okay, great.
Which you would hope.
Yeah.
And then stuck him with the bill.
Oh, God.
Over $1,800 for the, which is about the most American thing that you can imagine, right?
Unfortunately.
We hit you. You got to go to the hospital, which is, well, look at that. That's what we do.
That's so nice of you guys.
And even though we are probably the ones at fault, here's a bill for $1,800. It's great. Oh, and by the way, it's not the only bill he's dealing with. He says he's racked up almost $50,000 in medical expenses, expects another $50,000 in the future because he fractured his nose. He got road rash, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
He says he also suffered decreased range of motion. You're 71. Stop it. Reduced grip strength. You're 71. Stop it. And other injuries. Now, when I'm 71, I'm going to remember this story. I'm going to go, damn you. But whatever. They have filed a lawsuit, William and his lawyers, for just shy of $1,000,000.
Yeah, good.
$1,000,000.
Uh-huh.
The ambulance company has not responded to the case. But yeah, so yeah, we're going to cause the accident. We're going to scoop you up, take you to the hospital, stick you with the bill. Nice.
Yeah, great.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I'm not going to be mad at you right now, Michaela.
What? Why?
But I'm mad at you right now.
No.
Because you're holding out on me.
No, I never.
Oh, yes, you have. Now this explains everything. I had kind of a rough day yesterday, and I'm not gonna lie about it. And truly, and it's I hate this the most about me is so when I'm a little off, it manifests itself and it's sharp and it's pissy and I don't like it. And yesterday, and so what happens is I just, it's not rude. It's not rude.
But it's like, getting a little bratty.
Well, yeah, I'm bratty and I'm bratty and but I hate it. And now I realize why. So we're about to go on our period.
We're starting our period and Mercury turned retrograde yesterday. And to make matters worse, we'll be in retrograde into the new year.
How you don't tell me these things?
So I can
guard against it. I saw it coming. I felt it coming.
Yeah.
I knew it was coming all day yesterday. I knew. And then pow, right in the.
Well, listen, I started crying yesterday. I'm a crybaby anyway.
I missed all the signs.
We missed both of them. We're PMSing and it's November 7th, Mercury retrograde.
What brought all of that up? And it's the greatest thing. What brought all of that up is a second ago, I'm like, hey guys, just so you know, because we were having a pretty deep conversation about some other stuff. And then I go, hey, 30 seconds. You know, Madison Beer is almost done singing. We had 30 seconds. And Michaela is like looking around. She's like, where she lost something. And I'm like, what did you lose, dude? She's like, where are my red vines? And it's like, oh, I know what that means.
It all clicked for us in that moment.
All of a sudden, she's like, where are my red vines? It was like the world was going to end if we didn't find her red vines. And yep. I was like, okay, now I understand. And it's like, and literally, inside, emotionally, right now, for me,
yeah,
all the pressure's off. It's
great. You
feel
the relief.
I'm back, baby. I know, dude. It's me again. Look, it's me.
I'm back. You're so dumb.
That other guy is gone. That sharp, nasty, sharp-tongued devil. I hate that guy.
Listen, people make fun of us for saying Mercury is retrograde, but the minute you say it, people are like, oh, yep. Thank God.
You look around and you go, I've been a maniac the last 48. I thought it was the election. No, it's Michaela's period and Mercury in retrograde. Congratulations, by the way.
There you have it, baby.
All right, good. Do you want to, you know what? Let's just go right now. Some days I go, why have I pushed this off? Why don't we just go right now?
Yeah.
Our friend Michelle Duong of Cadence is going for win number 5 today, hoping to become the 13th five-time champion. The 13th. 12 belts I still have yet to get made. It's getting expensive. It's starting to add up a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it's starting to add up a touch. But Michelle would like to be our 13th five-time champion. And would you like to take her on? Well, now would be the time. 702-364-9898. Daniel Tosh tickets, if you can beat her. If she wins, she gets a belt. And let's go. Caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. Michaela's hometown throwdown on a Friday. Ooh. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's hometown throwdown as Michelle Duong of Cadence. Why? What do you want? We got paid today. So Michaela goes, and I was asking, because sometimes my bank is weird. Speaking of my bank, and my check doesn't go in right away. And everybody else was like, we got paid. And I went, so I checked. And then I got paid, and Michaela, what'd you just say to me?
Can I have a little present?
Like what? What do you want? More red vines?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. I just like little presents here and there. Well, what's funny is I was saying it as a throwaway, and then Adrian can stop
Adrian
laughing.
Adrian thought it was really funny.
Now I'm laughing.
And then I realized that you would react well to that. Just again, penguins do it. They call it pebbling.
I think that's what I like. I don't like pebbling? Anything big or extravagant. I like little tiny somethings. It could be a pebble. And I would be like, I love this pebble.
Thank you so much. Four-piece nugget. I got you. A little barbecue sauce. You're good.
Sure,
I guess.
A little snack. A little treat.
Yeah.
A little treat.
Huh. Michelle Duong, did you study up? Are you ready to go for win number 5?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the least confident you've sounded over this last week.
It's been a long week.
We know it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we figured it out. Michaela's about to go on her period, and Mercury's in retrograde. Mm-hmm. And the gravitational pull that those two things have together, good God.
It's beautiful.
How any of us are functioning, I have no idea. No. She's like, this is a little too personal for me right now. Mm-hmm.
She did. TMI.
Hello, Michelle?
Yeah.
What, dude? Are you okay?
I didn't have my coffee yet, guys.
This sounds like a you problem, I gotta be honest. You knew what time this was happening. Do you want us to call back?
No.
She's battling through.
She's our warrior girl.
Wow, going for win number 5 and limping to the finish. You made the champion. The champion may be vulnerable today. Who's our challenger?
Susanna Medellin, representing Inspirata.
Susanna, how are you feeling?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. I'm just saying that our champ, this may be the best time to get her right now.
I'm hoping so. She's pretty good.
She's really good. Yeah, honest to God, I'm not sure who it is that we have on the phone right now, because it's not Michelle Duong. I mean, it is, but it's not her. It's just, that's not the same person that I've known the rest of this week. All right. Well, you this is so weird right now. All right. Well, you guys know how to play. Buzz in with your name and then don't answer until we call on you, just simply because you may think you got in first, but you did not. First 1 to 3 is the winner. Your quiz master is the one, the only, fueled by Red Vines. There should be a sponsorship.
Yeah, please.
Fueled by Red Vines right now. The one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
She played Donna on 90210 and apparently dated Susanna. Brian Ostergren.
I think it was Michelle.
Susanna.
Oh, it was Susanna got in first? Okay. I couldn't tell who it was. Susanna, yes?
It is Tori Spelling.
Is it Tori Spelling? Wow, challenger up 1-0. That doesn't happen very often.
This football player who once played for the Philadelphia Eagles, and so did his brother for another team, is apologizing for grabbing a fan's phone.
What'd you have there, Adrian?
I got Michelle.
I got Michelle, too. I thought, and just barely. Michelle, what's your answer?
Jason Kelsey.
Is it Jason Kelsey? Yes, it is. And we are tied at 1.
This country superstar, known for her hits like Fancy, is now a judge on The Voice, but she's getting dragged for celebrating National Redhead Day on Election Day. What's her name?
So dumb.
Come on, 2, girls.
1. That's Reba McEntire, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. All right. I got 1. Who's the challenger?
Susanna.
Adrian, who's the
Susanna,
challenger?
Susanna.
All I have is an S on my paper. And the champion has 1. We're tied all the way across the board.
He was the star of Home Alone and Home Alone 2.
Susanna,
and he said,
Susanna.
Yes.
Need an answer. Yes. The champ is on the ropes. The champ is on the ropes. Susanna leads 2-1.
This talk show host, best known for starring in movies like Sister Act, is updating fans and letting them know.
Susanna for the win.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Is it Whoopi Goldberg? We've got a new champion. Wow! Michelle.
Oh, hi, girl.
Oh, dude.
I knew it.
You should have had your coffee.
It's okay. You killed it the past four times.
Yeah, you're an incredible champion. Seriously. And we love you long time.
Yes, Jude.
And by the way, we'll be in touch because we got to talk about Nick Carter tickets. So, yeah. So we'll talk soon. All right.
Yep. Thanks, Mama.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you. Have a good weekend. It's fine. She's got her weight in concert tickets.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, it's insane with all the stuff that she won. But wow, look
Susanna!
At you. Well, let me get this straight. Susanna. And what's your last name?
It's Medellin.
Medellin, like the city in Colombia?
Yeah.
M-E-D. I'll work out the rest later. Where are you from?
It's for
Inspirata.
Good job, sis.
Inspirata. Is Inspirata even on the board? And the first win from Inspirata. How amazing is that, too?
Yes.
How about that? Susanna Columbia from Inspirata. Did I get that right? I'm sorry. You're branded champion. Enjoy your long weekend as champ, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday, all right?
Right, baby.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, I didn't see that coming. Michaela's hometown throwdown.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's hometown throwdown as Michelle Duong of Cadence. Why? What do you want? We got paid today. So Michaela goes, and I was asking, because sometimes my bank is weird. Speaking of my bank, and my check doesn't go in right away. And everybody else was like, we got paid. And I went, so I checked. And then I got paid. And Michaela, what'd you just say to me?
Can I have a little present?
Like what? What do you want? More red vines?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I just like little presents here and there. What's funny is I was saying it as a throwaway, and then Adrian laughing.
Thought it was really funny.
Now I'm laughing.
And then I realized that you would react well to that. Just little, again, penguins do it. They call it pebbling.
I think that's what I like. I don't like pebbling? Anything big or extravagant. I like little tiny somethings. It could literally be a pebble. And I would be like, I love this pebble. Thank
a little,
you so
little four-piece nugget. I got you. A little barbecue sauce. You good?
Sure.
Sure, I guess.
A little treat.
Huh. Michelle Duong, did you study up? Are you ready to go for win number 5?
Yeah.
Oh.
That is the least confident you've sounded over this last week.
It's been a long week.
We know it, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we figured it out. Michaela's about to go on her period, and Mercury's in retrograde. Mm-hmm. And the gravitational pull that those two things have together, good God.
It's beautiful.
How any of us are functioning, I have no idea. No. She's like, this is a little too personal for me right now. Mm-hmm.
She did. TMI.
Hello, Michelle?
Yeah.
What, dude? Are you okay?
I didn't have my coffee yet, guys.
This sounds like a you problem. I gotta be honest. You knew what time this was happening. Do you want us to call back?
No.
She's battling through.
She's our warrior girl.
Wow, going for win number five and limping to the finish. You made the champion. The champion may be vulnerable today. Who's our challenger?
Susanna Medellin, representing Inspirata.
Susanna, how are you feeling?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. I'm just saying that our champ, this may be the best time to get her right now.
I'm hoping so. She's pretty good.
She's really good. Honest to God, I'm not sure who it is that we have on the phone right now, because it's not Michelle DeWong. I mean, it is, but it's not her. It's just, that's not the same person that I've known the rest of this week. All right. Well, you this is so weird right now. All right. Well, you guys know how to play. Buzz in with your name. And then don't answer until we call on you, just simply because you may think you got in first, but you did not. First one to three is the winner. Your quiz master is the one, the only, fueled by Red Vines. There should be a sponsorship.
Please.
Fueled by Red Vines right now, the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
She played Donna on 90210 and apparently dated Brian Ostergre.
I think it was Michelle.
Susanna.
Oh, it was Susanna got in first? I couldn't tell who it was. Susanna, yes?
It is Tori Spelling.
Is it Tori Spelling? Wow, challenger up one zip. That doesn't happen very often.
This football player who once played for the Philadelphia Eagles, and so did his brother for another team, is apologizing for grabbing a fan's phone.
Michelle. What'd you have there, Adrian?
I got Michelle.
I got Michelle too. I thought, and just barely. Michelle, what's your answer?
Jason Kelsey.
Is it Jason Kelsey? Yes, it is. And we are tied at one.
This country superstar, known for her hits like Fancy, is now a judge on The Voice, but she's getting dragged for celebrating National Redhead Day on Election Day. What's her name?
So dumb.
Come on, girls.
One. That's Reba McEntire, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. All right. I got one. Who's the challenger?
Susanna.
Adrian, who's the challenger?
Susanna.
All I have is an S on my paper. And the champion has won. We're tied all the way across the board.
He was the star of Home Alone and Home Alone 2. And he said,
Susanna.
Yes.
Need an answer. Yes. The champ is on the ropes. The champ is on the ropes. Susanna leads 2-1.
This talk show host, best known for starring in movies like Sister Act, is updating fans
Susanna for the win.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Is it Whoopi Goldberg? We've got a new champion. Wow.
Michelle, my bell.
Oh, Michelle.
Oh,
dude. You should have had your coffee.
It's okay. You killed it the past four times.
Yeah, you're an incredible champion. Seriously. And we love you long time.
Yes, Jude.
And by the way, we'll be in touch because we got to talk about Nick Carter tickets. So, So we'll talk soon. All right.
Yep. Thanks, Mama.
All right. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you. Have a good weekend. It's fine. She's got her weight in concert tickets.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane with all the stuff that she won. But wow, look at you.
Well,
let me get this straight. Susanna. And what's your last name?
It's Medellin.
Like the city in Colombia?
Yeah.
M-E-D. I'll work out the rest later. And where are you from?
It's Inspirata.
Good job, sis.
Inspirata. Is Inspirata even on the board then? And the first win from Inspirata. How amazing is that, too?
Yes.
How about that? Susanna, Susanna Columbia from Inspirata. Did I get that right? I'm sorry. You're branded champion. Enjoy your long weekend as champ, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday, all right?
Right.
Bye-bye. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. I didn't see that coming. Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Tiffany King from Galleria.
Hey, Tiff.
Hey, Tiff.
Hey. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
How's it going?
Hey. Hey, you.
Hey.
No, it's good. Everything's... No, we found out Mercury's in retrograde and Michaela is, you know...
yeah, I did hear that.
Which affects all of us. Obviously.
Well, because Chuck thinks he's getting his period too when I get mine. So that's why it's totally important for the room.
I totally am. No, I'm very empathetic. It makes perfect sense. I'm like, why do you act like that? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And I see, and now I can do something about it. And no, I'm appreciative.
It's thrilling.
So your 177 second survey, do you, Tiffany, do you consider yourself a responsible and obedient driver?
Most of the time, yes.
Michaela, are you a responsible and obedient driver?
I do my best.
Adrian?
Yes.
Okay, I find you all to be liars. Hell no, I'm not.
You're not? No.
I'm responsible.
There?
I'm responsible. Responsible, yes. Obedient? No.
Okay, fair. I like to follow the rules on the road.
Do you lose your anger? Do you lose your temper while driving?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
26% admit that they still occasionally lose their temper while driving, up from 23% in 2014. That seems way low, doesn't it?
Yeah. Listen, I feel pretty patient.
I do care about other people on the road a lot, mostly because I don't trust them. So,
fair.
But I am not
one of
those.
Do you get more rage?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's mostly for show. It's not real. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell are you move, you know, or what I, but I don't care. I really don't. Yeah. Like I said, it's just for show. Mm-hmm. I'm not running anybody off the road. Okay, Tiffany, this is my favorite question maybe ever. What would be worse to find under your bed, a dead person or a live person?
Oh my God.
Oh, definitely a live person.
Okay, Michaela.
Dead. At least I know it won't try to hurt me.
Right. Right. Adrian, dead person or live person under your bed?
Want them dead.
Yeah, me too. The assumption is that the living person is somebody that you don't know, not like your brother playing a prank on you. Somebody said that they would rather have the person be alive so that they could choose to kill them if needed. But are you sure that you could do that quick enough? And honestly, everybody thinks they could do it. That's a hard move to make.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Yeah, definitely dead. More than alive.
What's your first move after?
Everybody's so quiet. What? After you find
what's your
the
first
dead
move
person?
After? So it's dead. Do you call the police immediately? Do you get rid of the body? Text somebody. Tweet it out. What do you do?
How did they get dead? If I found them and I go, oh God, I forgot I put them there. You know?
Oh my God, Seth.
Oh, geez. Oh, is that still there?
It's hard work doing it.
Oh,
even that.
God, I forgot. Oh, I better get that out of here before the lady comes. You know, I don't know. All right. I think we're done here. I'm sensing a general apathy for all of this. Are you getting the impression that everybody's just going, can we just get through Friday, please?
Yeah, everyone's ready for vacation. Everyone's ready for the long weekend.
With any right, Tiff? Uh-huh. Is that accurate? Tiffany's just like, I'm just here for the wicked tickets. I don't care. I don't care about any of this stuff. Is that accurate?
I'm just passing time before I go into my school to teach a class of fifth graders.
Oh, I love that. We love
teachers. Not me. They're awful. They're the worst ones. They really are. It used to be high school. Then they got where they don't give you any trouble anymore. Then it was junior high kids, middle school kids. And now, honestly, it's the fifth grade. Aren't the fifth graders the most mouthy?
They do have some skill in that area, yes.
You're doing the Lord's worth. We're proud to know you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, a grateful nation thanks you for your service.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Have fun at Wicked.
Thank you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, thank you also to the Neon City Festival, November 22nd through the 24th. NeonCityFestival.com. Isn't that what their website is? Go check it out, though. Yeah, that's going to be really cool. Relationship rehab. An update on the guy who proclaimed to be a vampire. Shockingly, they've broken up.
Wow.
I know you're as amazed as I am. Mm-hmm. And a real question for somebody who's just gotten into a reasonably new relationship, something that you really do need to think about. That all of that coming up on relationship rehab in about 10 minutes. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Golden Knights in Seattle tonight, seeing if they can get two wins in a row on the road for the first time this season. Because they've been great in the fortress and on the road, not much. Yeah, but then the other night against Edmonton, rocked it.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I told you this the other day. My first game ever will be Monday. Me and Lisa are going. Exciting. We've never been. We're getting our jerseys today, actually, with our names on it. Our friend Christina is hooking us up with the jerseys. Christina Tong, who we work with. She is hooking us up with these jerseys that have our names on the back of it. We're going to go.
Christina is one of the greatest graphic artists you'll ever find. And she does. If there's a sporting event in town, she's probably doing graphics for it. And on top of that, she's the nicest person I know.
I've never met somebody nicer. She's seriously.
Almost too. And I say this with love, and I know she's listening right now, and it's funny, and I guarantee she's crafting a text right at this moment to send. It's almost like, I can't keep up with you, dude. You're too nice. You're too good.
I know.
Can't keep up with you, and the pressure's too... I'm just kidding. She really is amazing. So, Jeff Buchanan Show. By the way, prepare for your life to change, because you're going to be like, oh God, how did I ever live without this? Seriously, you're going to be like, you're going to lose your mind.
I feel like that.
Are you a pro sports girl? Do you go to sporting? I know you sing the anthem. Do you stick around? Are you into it?
Yeah, I'm really into it. I like it.
Okay. So, well, again, prepare for your life to change.
I can't wait.
So, Jeff Buchanan Show, brought to you by Barry's Downtown Prime at Circa. Bring Barry's Downtown Prime home for Thanksgiving. What? Yes, it gets better. Hang on. Pre-order a gourmet to-go meal complete with turkey, mashed potatoes, and all the fixings. Order now at CircaLasVegas.com. There is a major retail outlet which many of us are very fond of, especially my wife and I, who are also doing, I'm showing the room. They're also doing a Thanksgiving dinner, right?
Yes.
The deal that they have, you see that? See that number there? That deal, don't say anything.
Okay.
But what does it say? What does it say on the bottom part in black?
While supplies last.
No, in this black, this one, the other
stop
black.
Stop now.
The other black. It says $50. This says $50.
Oh, well, to be fair, you guys, it was all in black. So
no, there was a lot of black. No, there was a lot of black. I wasn't entirely black. But it was also funny to be able to go, no, the other black.
Yeah.
It was like, no, to your right. No, your other right. So, okay, $50 off, right? It's still $10 more than Barry's deal.
Crazy.
It's still deal, with $50 off. So this major retail chain that's also doing a full Thanksgiving dinner thing, mm-hmm. but it ain't Barry's.
No, it's not.
Is literally $60 more expensive. So I'm just saying, check it out for yourself at CircaLasVegas.com. Do a little poking around, find Barry's Downtown Prime. And then it says Thanksgiving. You got to work your way through it. But yeah, mm-hmm. it's good. So relationship rehab. Remember, and I'll just recap. My beautiful boyfriend was amazing for 7 months till he told me he was a real vampire. He only sleeps during the day. He eats one raw steak a day and his skin burns immediately from the sun. The way I see it, either he wants me to break up with him, he's trolling me, he's certifiably crazy, or he's a real life vampire. I just want him to stop this stupid thing and get back to normal. Should I ride it out through Halloween? Remember that?
Yes.
So we were like, you know, if that's your kink, as I recall, we were like, well, if that's your kink, if you think, because obviously something probably that is what attracted you to him in the first place.
Sure. Well, I thought it was role playing until it was like all serious. And then I.
Right. Then the raw steak. Yeah. He doesn't suck blood, but he eats raw steak, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The update has come in shockingly. So I broke up with my boyfriend.
Wow.
Turns out we didn't even make it to Halloween. My friend was having a Halloween party that Saturday night before Halloween, also known to many people as adult Halloween.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Halloween. There's Halloween for the trick-or-treating, and then there's adult Halloween where all the parties are.
Right.
Things were going well with my boyfriend. We still weren't really talking about him being a vampire, but I had been looking for signs. Which is great that she's really trying to, well, this might be a thing. Let me see.
Yeah, she was being really supportive.
Very supportive. Yes. Yes, ma'am. She was. One thing that made me lose doubt about his story was the fact that he dressed up as Pikachu for the party. That didn't seem very vamp to me.
No, not very cool.
I love this so much. When we get to the party, Pikachu starts getting a little loose and he's doing some shots.
Oh.
Two hours later, Pikachu vanishes. I didn't see him the rest of the night and wound up Ubering home without Pikachu.
Oh no.
I wake up the next day to a video of from my friend of my boyfriend making out with some girl.
The shade.
I text it to my boyfriend. He tries to say, that's not me. That's another Pikachu. So she's like, okay, why did you disappear?
Yeah.
Right? Then why? Mm-hmm. Then where did you go? Pikachu, if that's not you. Sure. And of course, the idea that there might be two Pikachus.
Highly unlikely, but okay, I'll go with it.
Why not?
Highly unlikely.
Yeah, why is that highly unlikely?
I've been to a lot of parties where grown men are dressed as Pikachu. It's not something I've seen a lot in my life, but maybe I'm wrong here.
The super common. It's a super common costume.
Yeah,
like Mario or whatever.
I believe the boys would like to disagree with you.
All right, well, that's disagree. All right.
Just a formal. We're on record as saying there could be.
All right, fine.
Here's the thing. So he goes, there was two Pikachus, whether you believe in that or not, whatever.
Fine.
There were two Pikachus, but that's not the real point to this. He then brings up the vampire thing again, saying that the reason why he disappeared is that he had to go feed.
No, I'm not.
Literally, and that's what he said. And that's what he said. I had to go feed. Not, I was starving and I needed to go. No, I had to go feed.
Well, yeah, that's how vampires talk.
I don't know if he would use the old school Bela Lugosi. Blah, blah. You had to go feed.
You sound like the count.
I don't know. Yeah, right? Well, that's right. Is that not?
I love it.
In that moment, it became very clear to me that this guy was a narcissist and a habitual liar. Sadly, I do not have conclusive proof that he is not a vampire.
Oh, God, Seth, let it go.
But if he is, I think he needs to date one of his own. And I realize that I will never again date a vampire or someone who thinks that they are. Well, thank God for that.
Yeah, great.
Now that we got that covered up, the question has started bubbling for relationship rehab. The question has started bubbling. It's very important. So we're 27 days to toy drive, which means we're 20 days, right? Yeah, we're one day less than 3 weeks from Thanksgiving. Sure. And in the relationship circle, there's something that we got to get straightened out, and we probably ought to get it straightened out this weekend. We'll tell you what it is next. And I swear I'm not playing bad romance on purpose, but but here we are. So.
Yes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Grammy nominations just came down. And when Adrian said that, and I went, well, do we care? And because I, you know, it's not the same way as it, I think it used to be. Is that right, Nika?
That's what it is. I used to love them. I don't watch award shows anymore. I don't find them entertaining. And I think that the awards aren't even fairly given. So as a singer first,
it's a hot
take. Don't really care about the Grammys as much anymore.
It's a hot take. They're not fairly. Yeah, I know. But but Adrian brought up a good point that a lot of people were wondering if Beyonce was going to get a country Grammy nomination. And the answer is,
yeah, she's nominated for country album.
Oh, did she?
Wow.
Because she did not take anything at the CMAs, and it was kind of a hot button. But Grammys would make sense.
Yeah.
It's a little more pop mainstream.
Song of the year, you got Shaboozy.
Oh yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter made it with Please. So they're like the two rookies joining Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift, Kendrick, Billie Eilish, and all
what
them.
What Gaga song?
Die with a Smile with Bruno. Oh, so that did get nominated. It made the cut.
Obvious. Let's just give it. Just hand out the award now.
But listen, Shaboozy's been number one for 16 weeks. Like,
I know.
That we talk about all the time. That's kind of great. He might take Taylor Swift.
Am I not awarding the Grammys? It's not. Are they not asking for my vote? Because it's Die with a Smile. Thank you. Hang up the phone. Everybody, go away. Go home.
If you could see the way this man mouths all of the words into the drums, one day I'm going to film it and put it on social media.
It'll never happen again. Then you probably shouldn't have told me.
Never.
Now that I know, it'll never happen. It'll never happen again. Ninth Island Showdown tomorrow. Rebel football at Hawaii. Raiders have a bye this week. Thank God. I don't think I could take. They need a minute to think about what they've done. Just sit in the corner. Think about what they've done. Running Rebel basketball against Memphis tomorrow. That sounds like that's a big deal. That sounds like that would be a large deal. I think that's my choice for Saturday afternoon activity. Tomorrow at 3 at the Thomas and Mack, Lady Rebels will play Arizona on Tuesday at 5 p.m. That is also a big deal, early season basketball stuff. Okay, now, here's our question for relationship rehab. How long, and there have been literally, and by a lot, like I've seen three versions of this just this week.
Okay.
How long should you date before you can invite them to Thanksgiving dinner?
Good one.
How can we get some? Because I feel like we need a panel. Could we get like three of you, maybe five at the most? 702-364-9898. Because I would love to get a variety of opinions on this. Because
sure.
I don't know that there's a. Is there an answer?
I feel like I have an answer. Yeah, I do.
I have an answer. I have an answer, but it's not the answer of. It's not like 6 months. It's not that. That's not the answer that I have. So okay. I don't know if you have something more concrete than that. How long should you date before you can bring them to Thanksgiving dinner? And I know that there are a lot of people that are going, what do you do? What do you do? 702-364-9898 right now, please.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Hey, God bless you all for calling in at 702-364-9898. Rebecca, how long do you have to date before you can invite them to Thanksgiving dinner?
I would say 2 years.
Ooh, good Lord. Okay.
I think the first year might be a doozy. So if you can get through the first year, I think you have a decent shot.
Wow. That's wow. Emmy, how long do you have to date before you can invite them to Thanksgiving dinner?
After you've already met the parents. Doesn't matter the time, you just have already have met the parents.
Yeah, that's great.
I love that. I love that. Emmy, Zia, how long do you have to date before you can invite them to Thanksgiving dinner?
I think it just kind of depends on the person. Like with my track record, my parents, I can't bring anyone home.
That's it. No more calls. That's
Zia, it. I love We're you
done.
So much.
We're done. We're done. Okay, Christina, I'm so sorry that you have to follow that. I really am. But how long do you date before you can bring them to Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay, so two things. If there are kids involved, you have young children, they have young children, I think you should wait until you've at least met their kids outside of meeting the rest of all of the family. Boy. So I say in that case, it should be at least a year if you have, like, kids, in my opinion. I have a small child, so that's the way that my logic is. If I were to be single, and if I were to be dating, and me dating was a normal bringing people around, if I met someone last night, we kicked it off, he's available, he wants to come meet my crazy family the day after, hey, if we hit it off, we hit it off. If it doesn't work, maybe it's a sign. Why waste any time when you're single?
Wild.
But if your kids... Please think logically. There are young children involved, and you don't want to confuse your kids bringing random people around.
Love that.
You guys are bringing so many other things into this that I didn't expect. Lisa, how long do you have to date before you can invite them to Thanksgiving dinner?
I don't think there's really a time limit, Chad.
Nope.
I think, you know, Vegas such a transient city that, you know, there's a lot of people that are alone on Thanksgiving. And, you know, if you meet somebody and he's, you know, he or she is really cool and really fun, I think if they can make it through Thanksgiving with your family, like, and they stick around, they're a good one.
Lisa, spitting facts. Love that point.
And by the way, so far, what everybody has said fits into my theory that I, in a minute. Liz, how long do you have to date before you can invite them to Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay, so my response is a combination of all of that. I think it depends on where you are in your dating stage. I was dating in my 40s, and my family is off the rails. They are nuts. So I waited 4 to 5 months before. I wasn't going to invite him to Thanksgiving dinner that first year, but I made sure we had tons of conversations where I told him they're crazy. I just want to warn you, because I was worried about them scaring him off.
Sure. So, yes.
So
you do need to think about your family and what they're the impression they're going to leave on your date.
That's you know what.
If that date matters to you and those people are nuts, you got to warn them.
Yeah, I love that.
That's kind of, Michaela, do you have an answer?
I, off personal experience, was dating somebody for about 3 months, went to their family for Thanksgiving. I wish I'd never went. We all had kind of fallen in love, but the relationship really wasn't about to last. And it just kind of created a little unnecessary heartache. So moving forward, I think it's everyone's discretion, but maybe wait a year.
Well, sure. I don't have a time limit either. I just think it sends a message. Now, if it's a Friendsgiving or if it's just a, hey, you know, you've often got random people coming in, right, Liz? If it's just, random folks, but dude, if you bring somebody to Thanksgiving in most family situations, that family is going to believe you're serious.
Exactly.
Whether you are or aren't. They're seeing your unborn child. They're sizing up that person that you brought and seeing what kind of children you're going to make.
Mm-hmm. You know, a girlfriend of mine. Go ahead. Sorry, babe.
Go, So I was going to say this. You guys already know I shared this story. I was widowed. So I was in my 40s. I needed two things. I needed to warn him that they were nuts, that my family was honestly crazy, but I needed to threaten my family that I was bringing this really nice person that I really cared about. I needed them to try to be on their best behavior. So I needed to prepare both sides.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. No, we got you. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
We'll see you.
Michaela, anything else on that?
Funny. A girlfriend of mine went to Thanksgiving out of town. But you know, the night before is usually when a lot of people go out and drink and celebrate. Sure.
Drinksgiving.
Exactly. So the next one, she went to meet the family. She was so hungover. They thought it ended up working out. But that was not the first impression she wanted to give. So keep that in mind as well.
There's for those who are very nonchalant about this, oh, it's not that big a deal. No, there's a lot of pressure.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I want to play a fun little game with you right now. The Grammy nominations all came down, right?
Let's do it.
So in the big four, I just want to get your first blush who you think is going to win. And only because this is your world now. And I was like, okay, so do you look at this through a different lens? You know, I'm a singer. I'm a recording artist. You got a different picture of it.
Yeah.
You got a different look at it.
Yes, I do.
You've been through the grind. You've been through the process.
Yeah, I respect it so much.
You've got an album that's still out there.
Yeah, we're promoting it on Monday at the Golden Knights game.
Which I love, which
I'm
is
so
great.
Excited.
Because you never know.
Yeah.
Okay, Record of the Year. Now and Then by the Beatles. Texas Hold'em. So Record of the Year, it's a single, right? It's about the song, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand what Record of the Year, Song of the Year. I mean, I know Song of the Year is like the songwriter one.
Yeah.
Okay, Record of the Year. Now and Then by the Beatles. Texas Hold'em by Beyonce. Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter, 360 by Charlie XCX, Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish, Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar, Good Luck Babe by Chappell Roan, or Fortnite, Taylor and Post Malone. Michaela, choose.
Oh! I'm going to say Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
How do you deny Taylor Swift, though?
Because Taylor Swift has had a very successful career. I think when you're judging these things, you should see who's up and coming and really doing their thing. And I think between Chappell Roan and Sabrina Carpenter, they've really rocked it. And
this Taylor Swift. And I can see the Academy also. I can see the Grammy voters going sideways and doing the Beatles just because it's the Beatles. And that's dumb. Song of the Year. That's the songwriters. So Tipsy by Shaboozey, Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish, Gaga and Bruno, Die with a Smile, Fortnite, Good Luck Babe, Not Like Us, Please, 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 or Texas Hold'em.
Die with a Smile is so good.
Song of the Year, songwriter. Die with a Smile makes a lot of sense.
So does Birds of a Feather, though.
I'm going to gravitate towards Taylor on all of this, but
I understand your belief.
Best new artist, Benson Boone, Sabrina Carpenter, Doechii, Krungen. Who is that?
I don't know. Cause I don't know what you're saying.
Krungbin.
Oh, Karrueche. I love her.
No, that's not. Is that Karrueche?
Spell it again.
It's in front of you. I sent it to you. See, you should have that in front of you. Or Ray or Chappell Roan. Okay, I'll tell you what. She's not winning. Or they're not. Because you know who's this down to? Benson Boone, Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan. It'll be Chappell Roan. Or Shaboozey. Or Teddy Swims.
Teddy Swims.
Does Teddy Swims get Best New Artist?
I would honestly, that would be my pick. I love Ooh. Teddy. Ooh. I love Teddy. I would say go to Teddy.
How do you deny Sabrina Carpenter there? How do you deny Chappell Roan because she's the... Oh, boy.
I know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, give me the next question.
No, I don't know, because here's what's funny. I looked at Album of the Year and went, I don't care. But... The Andre 3000, Beyonce, Sabrina Carpenter, Charlie XCX, Jacob Collier, or Billie Eilish? Billie Eilish, probably.
Maybe. But listen, to your point, I think that's why people don't like the Grammys anymore. Me either. How do you compare Teddy Swims and Sabrina Carpenter's success? It's like apples and oranges. And I think over the years, people are like, who cares? We like them both. Different for different reasons.
There's, by the way, best new artist, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's too many. It's just too many.
Yeah.
Right?
It's, yeah. Yeah.
Especially that one name that I can't pronounce.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jet Buchanan Show. Woo-hoo!
I may swing this into a first pick or something like that, or 177 second survey or something, just because I think we need more input potentially.
Let's do it.
If you had a friend, and obviously they're rich.
Yeah.
You know, they're rich to start with.
Okay.
If they had a $60,000 Louis Vuitton doghouse, would you find them to be incredibly annoying or just marginally annoying? No, I'm just kidding. Would you find them to be incredibly annoying, or would you go, oh my God, that's so cool, you have a $60,000 Louis Vuitton doghouse?
I'd say, oh my God, that's pretty cool. If you can afford it, then let your dog live the luxurious life.
It exists.
No.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton, they just put them out just in time for the holidays.
Oh.
Designer doghouses, 60 grand. The whole thing is covered in Louis, tan, and brown.
Oh, God.
Right? It's technically a kennel, because if you left it outside, you would ruin the cowhide leather trim monogram coated canvas.
Uh-huh.
It also comes with gold-toned hardware. Of course it does. We've all seen a Louis, real or fake.
Oh, yeah. Have both.
Removable door, hidden hatch on the bottom for easy cleaning. So when your dog takes a dump
your
$60,000
doghouse
Louis box,
I Googled it,
your housekeeper can clean it up. No, you know what, man? By the way, I'm totally judging you by your toy drive donation at that point, too. I want to slam this in before we get done with the show today. Nick Carter coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Ooh.
I know.
Exciting, kind of.
He's got a show next weekend. Awesome. Really? Have you met Nick before?
I have, but the 11-year-old in me, and for all my girls, I'm hilarious. Like, this is awesome.
He lives in Southern Highlands, you know.
I didn't.
Inside the gates.
Rich.
Like, for real. Of course.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Please. Which is probably why he's doing a concert next weekend. Somebody got to pay that mortgage.
Somebody.
I know. Daddy got bills to pay. Guys still get out there and shake it.
That's right. A little bit.
You know, baby got to go to college eventually. So I'm slamming this in because if you're up against a deadline this weekend, or, you know, or today before the weekend.
Sure.
Because Monday being a holiday and all that. Oof. Oh, my God. So just keep this in mind, and hopefully we can inspire you. And also just know that I live this a lot of days. Researchers at the University of Toronto. Now, I don't know if they know anything up there or not, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's a university, so whatever. Mm-hmm. They found that if you submit a piece of work late, people will automatically think it's lower in quality than if you were to submit the exact same work on time or early. And is this not true when I come rushing in at the last minute? Our preparation process is fairly intense, mostly because I've got a certain level of OCD, and I like my stuff how I like my stuff.
Yeah.
So we got a show sheet. We have a thing that we call the sheet of knowledge. There's like, and everything's got its own special fonts mm-hmm. and highlights and all this other stuff, because that's how I like it.
Yeah.
Do you not, when I come flying in at the last minute,
judge you?
Yes.
Yes. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. No, I'm just kidding.
I do. I do.
I don't, though. I don't.
But I think what it is that we all get the idea that because we've all been there, when you're late for the deadline, you just kind of throw everything in there.
Sure, and hope for the best.
You throw it all in the room, slam the door, light it on fire.
You know what I mean? That's it. Oh my god, that's my favorite visual.
So it's not bad enough that you're late that everybody else thinks it's crap.
Yeah, then it sucks too.
So listen, just please keep the show on, but try and focus a little bit.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, so I know we were just talking a minute ago about having Nick Carter on. It's not happening today. There's been a snafu. There's been a problem. There's technical difficulties and whatnot. I think maybe next week.
Okay, sure.
I think maybe. Nick really, honest to God, and then Nick really wants to come to Toy Drive. So we'll track it all down. It's too much drama. It's too much drama for a Friday.
It's been a long week.
Here's what's awesome. I have totally been mistreating our producer.
How dare you?
No, Adrian, here's the thing. We thought, What a great thing to do. What a great role for Adrian to have is when artists come in and they want to do interviews and stuff. He's great at it.
So good.
So MGK wanted some time and Adrian had a sit down with MGK. Here it is.
The success that you've had with Lonely Road, this record is blowing up. It is everywhere. But I don't think a lot of people that aren't on the inside don't necessarily know the relationship and kind of the evolution between you and Jelly Roll. Can you speak on that a little bit? Because you guys weren't best friends at first, right?
Definitely weren't best friends. More like frenemies without the friend part. But that was something where it was, I think we were both just young and stupid and jealous. And, you know, the realization of, man, we're a lot more powerful together. And then actually just seeing it come to fruition. Like, damn, when we linked up, dude, like, So much opened up for both of us. And I think people really like seeing, you know, artists actually be friends. And that, and dude, he's like the funnest dude, the funniest dude. His accent mixed with his like spirit is the most hilarious thing ever. And, you know, he got a lot of advice for a person like me who kind of, you know, has trouble just, you know, navigating life. And he has a lot of those answers already. So I really gained with becoming friends with him.
And, you know, winning the awards, this isn't something that you're new to, and having the success. But I appreciate that. Like you tweeted out, yo, we might need to go old school and call radio stations and tell them to play Lonely Road and let's run it up. Does it get old seeing this?
No, bro. Are you kidding? Did you see my face when I won that People's Choice Award? You would have thought I just got a record deal for the first time or something. I was like, I'm so boyish with this journey, man. Like nothing is old to me. I think the only thing that ever really is like frustrating to me is the celebrity aspect of like, you know, let me get your picture. It's just like that. I miss the art of conversation so much. That kind of is the only thing I get a little bummed out by. But dude, like every time, dude, I was in the car the other day and I heard right when I got home, dude, coming from the airport. And I heard Lonely Road on the radio, and it was my first time hearing it on the radio, and it was in Cleveland. And again, it felt like the first time I ever heard a song from me on the radio. That just doesn't get old to me. This is like the if I ever lose the fun, I might as well quit.
Hey, it's MGK joining us on 98.5 KLUC. Adrian Hernandez here on the Chet Buchanan Show. And Kels, I need to ask you, this Saturday, November 10th to be exact, on the NFL Network, the NFL is heading to Germany. The Giants will be taking on the Panthers in a sold out massive stadium, and they're putting on the halftime show, and you, my friend, are going to be performing in it. How excited are you for this?
I mean, just me going to Germany in general, I think I'm the first artist to do an international halftime show for the NFL. So being able to mark off like the first check mark, like that, it starts there. I think second off, like Country Roads is their football, not our football, but their the soccer football. That's their theme song over there. So I mean, honestly, you know, surprises. Would I love to be able to fly Jelly over there? For sure. Is it too expensive to buy him the three seats that he needs to get on that airplane. I mean, honestly, the surprise of just, you know, I'm going to wear a smile on my face and just sit there in a soup of gratefulness and be like, I can't even believe I get to be performing in a stadium internationally like that. I've done stadiums here, but I've never done it. I've never done it overseas. You know, the closest I got was when I was opening for Linkin Park, went back when Chester was still alive. But this just, you know, getting 6 minutes to go up there and just kind of show them what America's musicianship is like. Yeah. I mean, sorry if I didn't word that the best way, but No,
you're good.
I'm a little nervous even just thinking about it.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I want to go fast on these because they're really good, and it's Friday, and so stuff to carry with you through the weekend.
Let's do it.
This is great. We're going to do five today.
Okay.
Usually we do three, maybe sometimes just one. Five today. The word Dorito. It's not a real word. It's they slammed together a couple of Spanish words. Doradito, which roughly, and people right now are looking at the radio going, okay, gringo, educate me.
Yeah, tell us what we need to know.
It's my favorite. But it's a contraction of the Spanish word Doradito, which roughly, I am led to understand, means little fried and golden thing. Makes sense, right?
Cute, yeah.
Or little bits of gold.
Oh, you little Dorito.
I like that.
Cute.
You can become a citizen of Bulgaria if you invest at least $550,000 in the country and park that money there for 5 years.
I feel like you could be a citizen anywhere with that money.
Yeah, I mean, just depends on who you're giving it to, if you know what I'm learning. Just whose hands it's in. There's a German word specifically for the weight you gain from overeating when you're depressed.
Oh, God.
It's the word is Kummerspeck. It literally translates to grief bacon.
Oh.
The astronomer who came up with the Big Bang Theory was also a Catholic priest.
Hey.
Monsignor Georges Lemaitre.
Oh, that was pretty good, Chet.
French, sort of.
We go. Good job.
The head football coach at the University of Michigan from 1897 to 1899 quit the job.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wanted to go prospect for gold in Alaska.
Love it.
Yeah. And it worked out. He struck it rich in 1908.
Oh, I love that even more.
Isn't that wild?
Follow your dreams, kids.
All right. Have a great weekend. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Follow us at 985-KLUC. Adrian.
Hey, do me a favor, unless you're driving right now, which you most likely are. So just remember and do it when you park. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to check out the Unlikely Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and YouTube with the latest episode with the one and only Machine Gun Kelly, who will be performing in Germany at the NFL game, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, that's all I got.
Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon. Fun news, by the way. I'm the artist of the game at the Golden Knights on Monday, and DJ Lisa Pittman is DJing the Knights Club.
What?
So,
what?
Give
okay,
us
so
away.
What are they going to play of yours?
They're going to play my single, Good Girl, off my album, Vivian, and then Lisa's going to DJ. So if you see us, wave to us.
We've never even played your song, Good Girl. Vivian, if we had time now. Okay, Monday, make a note. Monday, make a note. We're playing this.
Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, because I don't even... Yeah, we need to talk more.
All right.
How funny is that? Listen, everybody have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much. Oh, wait, not Monday. Veterans Day Monday. No, yeah. Tuesday. Oh, God, we have to remember one extra day. This is never happening. We're never playing this song here because neither one of us will remember.
I know.
By Tuesday. It's out. And neither will you. So I really don't even need to talk about it anymore. Have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.